The Unseen Battle. Campus Antisemitism and Its Links to Terrorism Financing. Introduction. In a recent, compelling address to the It Ways and Means GOP on Capitol Hill, Noah Tishby, a renowned Israeli activist, has once again brought to light an issue that has long plagued American campuses, the intricate connection between campus antisemitism and terrorism financing. As Conflict in Focus, we delve into Tishby's revelations and the significant implications they hold. Background. Noah Tishby, a name synonymous with Jewish activism for over a decade, has been at the forefront of battling the often overlooked and deep-seated bias against Israel. Her journey, driven by a personal commitment to unearth and challenge the forces maligning Israel, has led her to uncover disturbing truths, the revelation. Collaborating with Jonathan Shanzer of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, FDD, Tishby has exposed a widespread, well-orchestrated campaign aimed at delegitimizing Israel. This movement, far from being a grassroots student initiative, is revealed to be a product of professional coordination and heavy funding, linked directly to terrorist groups like Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and PFLP. Campus impact. Tishby's testimony paints a grim picture of life for Jewish students on U.S. campuses, besieged by harassment and aggression. Groups such as Students for Justice in Palestine, SJP, and American Muslims for Palestine, AMP, are at the forefront, spreading hate under the guise of activism. The rhetoric used masks their true intent, to undermine and ultimately destroy Israel. Call to action. In her powerful address, Tishby urges several critical actions. Immediate banning of groups like SJP from campuses. A thorough investigation by the FBI and IRS into the links between these campus groups and terrorist financing. A reevaluation of funding for universities that failed to act against these hate groups, beyond the campus. Tishby's words highlight a broader threat, one that extends beyond Jewish students and strikes at the heart of American values and society. The ideology spread by these groups challenges the very fabric of American democracy and dreams. Conclusion. The path ahead, as Tishby asserts, is one of vigilance and action. It is a collective responsibility to confront these hidden threats, ensuring a safe and equitable environment for all students and preserving the integrity of our educational institutions. Engagement with readers. We invite our readers to reflect and engage with this crucial topic. How can we collectively ensure that our campuses remain bastions of true learning and freedom, free from the shadows of hatred and extremism? Share your thoughts and join us in this pivotal conversation. Thank you for listening for this post. If you find it interesting and worth sharing, please do.